Sheriff Jim Neal knew it was bound to happen after police and prosecutors tried a different tactic to reduce the number of overdoses.
Someone trusted us enough to turn something in to us, and guess what? Nothing happened. No arrest. And this product's going to be destroyed. It's off the street. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Sunday morning at the Sheriff's Anderson Township office, the friend of a drug addict turned in hypodermic needles, crack pipes, and more. Julie Wilson with the prosecutor's office says she didn't know what to expect when the immunity program was announced.
But we were hopeful that this sort of situation would occur, that someone would take the initiative to help a friend, a loved one, a husband, wife, whoever, and get dangerous drugs off our streets.
The sheriff emphasizes immunity is only offered if police don't find the drugs and paraphernalia first. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.